no cuts, stand up to the Tories. 6 years and £650 million worth of cuts later, and it seems that finally Birmingham's MPs are starting to take notice. During a debate in Parliament before Christmas, Steve McCabe, Jack Dromey, Jess Phillips and Roger Godsiff took it, in turns to denounce the massacre of local services that has taken place in Birmingham, since 2010. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like they'll be using their position to call on Birmingham City Council to resist the cuts to local services that the Tory government is demanding. Despite the years of cuts, the council retains £389 million in reserves. These, along with the council's borrowing powers, could be used to set a legal no-cuts budget that meets the needs of the city. This would provide an opportunity to build a campaign of residents and council workers to force the Tories to reinstate the funding stolen from Birmingham over the last 6 years. Liverpool City Council did just this successfully in the 1980s, under the leadership of Militant, the Socialist Party's predecessor. Instead, Birmingham City Council's Labour group have demonstrated that they have been only too willing to carry out hundreds of millions of pounds of brutal cuts without firing a single shot in defence of the city's poor and vulnerable. Shame on them. Nick Hart, Birmingham.